Morton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM. Well, Steve Meckenbecker's on the line. A very good morning to you.
Good morning, Shane.
One of the big issues at the moment with such low interest rates is obviously when you put your money in the bank, you're not going to get much for it. In fact, you may get nothing, virtually because the interest rates are so low. And a two-stem problem, because a lot of the big savers out there are also, well, if they have got money, is going to be our pensioners and people who are in low incomes. And if you're getting a superannuation or part thereof, of course, they're not going to be delivering very much either because of the pandemic. Yes, address these two issues, some of the big challenges for savers and superannuants.
Yeah, well, let's talk about savers first, and then you can hit me on superannuants. The problem that savers have is that when interest rates come down, and when the Reserve Bank says rates coming down, then rates come down for savings as well. This has been a little bit worse because lenders, the savings fund, home loans basically, and business loans, lenders have actually also had a very benign, very generous wholesale funding that's been available to them pre-COVID, but also during COVID, and then even more so with the stimulus. And they've got that line of credit at 0.1%. Now, that's rock bottom. So that's, you know, hard for deposits, retail deposit savings, to compete with that. And they've got the Reserve Bank is holding the long-term government bond rate at 0.1%. So savings rates had to come down, and they have with a vengeance. They've come down a lot more than the Reserve Bank cash rate cut did. And they've come down sort of really for most banks every second month over the last year or so. They've been cutting savings rates to the point where the biggest bunch of savings are with the big four banks, as you'd be surprised, probably around 70%. And with the big four banks, there's a 0.05 base rate. And with bonus rates and introductory rates, you can get up to 0.5%. Now, that's rock bottom. It doesn't get, I've never seen as low as this, and will they get lower? Gee, I hope not, but they probably will. And it's just not enough. It will not fund your retirement, and it won't help you if you're saving for a first home very much at all. So you'll have to do all the hard lifting through the household budget rather than getting a little bit of bonus through interest rates. So it's a very difficult spot that savers find themselves, but in particular the self-funded retirees who are looking at their deposits and saying, well, look, there's not enough in that to save at all. I either start living almost exclusively off the principal, which will run it down very quickly, or alternatively, I find something that's a higher risk investment. Now, that's a tricky call when they're already drawing money out, and you look at it and say, if the share market falls, for example, then I'm going to be in a spot where I'll still have to pull my money out, but I'll be pulling it out maybe at the bottom of the market, and I'll never get a chance to recover that because I'm not earning a stable income other than this. So they're caught in an awful quandary. But what I do suggest is the very first thing people should do is look beyond where their savings currently are, and if they're only earning 0.5%, you can still earn 1.75%. With Rabobank and Bank of China is 1.4%, and ING is 1.35%, Macquarie 1.35%, etc., etc. And sure, they're only for with bonuses and with 4-month introductories, but get your money into one of those rather than just getting 0.5%. That's the first step you take. And then, you know, do look at maybe you might have to put a mix into higher risk, and people have been anyway. But be aware of the risks and make the decision based on where you sit, because you can risk a 20% correction in the market, and you'll be drawing your money out at rock bottom, and you won't be making a recovery from that. Do you have to pick individual shares? Well, that's, again, added risk, but you can take an ETF over the index. So that's an ETF that gives you access to the whole ASX 200, the biggest 200 companies in the stock market. So there are other avenues, but they all do come with risk, and it's not a pleasant decision for savers to be making.
And a very quick one, too, for superannuants. They are also under a lot of pressure. It looks like there could be some reforms being made by the federal government, but there's also, of course, the amount of money that they're generating through their investments, and that's got to be a major problem for those who are retirees as well.
Yeah, it's been a very interesting period, because in March we saw such a crash in the market, and it was a big, big correction. Now, that's been fully recovered, so, boy, that wasn't quite expected, and well, near fully recovered anyway, and the US has been going gangbusters, so people are expecting recovery in markets, which means recovery in superannuation. I would hate to have been somebody who panicked back in March and pulled their money out after the big crash and put it into cash, because they've missed out on the recovery. And this is always the quandary that superannuants find themselves in. Do I pull the money out now, or do I stay in there and hope for the best? Now, in this instance, hoping for the best was the right answer.
Well, it's all about timing as always, and, well, I wish we could all have that third eye that could actually work out what the future is going to tell, but unfortunately we don't. All we can do is take the best guess we can, but as always, you've explained it beautifully, and we appreciate your take on it. Steve Meckenbecker from Canstar.
Thank you, Dan. Cheers.
This is Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM.